Rural Report on Heather Duplessis Allen Drive with Ansco Foods, New Zealand's finest beef and lamb.
Jamie Mackay, host of The Country's, with us right now. Hey, Jamie.
G'day, Heather.
Congratulations on 30 years.
Yeah, well, I was a bit worried when you were reading the rest home advertorial out or ad lib out before throwing to me. I'm thinking you might suggest I go there. But, yeah, there's a bit of life in the old dog yet.
Yeah, how was the party last week then?
It was good. It's just a bit hard on the body. Three nights in a row, we celebrated, I guess, 30 years. We divided them by three and got 10 years for each night. So, no, look, it was really good. We had a great gathering at a farm in Riversdale, a mate's place of mine, just in between the two farms that I farmed back as a youngster, or a relative youngster, in the 80s. Michael Boggs, the chief executive of NZME, came down. Jason Winstanley, the head of radio. And honestly, I can say, those guys had a ball. They had their gumboots on.
I saw them.
They were a wee bit too clean,
to be honest. They were.
And old Winstanley, he was trying to get a bit of mud on his gumboots. But they loved talking to the farmers. And I think the farmers down there really appreciated the fact that the big cheeses from the big smoke made the effort to come down.
Did they actually have to get their red bands out, or could they just have come in a pair of trainers and it would have been absolutely fine?
No, you honestly needed the gummies because we were under a big set of covered yards and obviously a wool shed. But, you know, outside it was a bit mucky because Southland had had some pretty heavy rain the night before. So, no, the red bands were definitely needed, Heather.
Jamie, is there anything that you've learned over the last 30 years that you reckon has been a lesson? Like, is your job easier to do now than it was 30 years ago?
No, not really, because we started out in private radio, just me and a mate, Lee Piper, Hokanui Radio and Gore, and we were running the ship ourselves, and we just sort of, had captain's calls. We did whatever we want. There's certainly, you could say anything or do anything you wanted back in those days. Certainly, I just had to learn to time out to a hard finish at the end of an hour, things like that. When I first started my show, if I was enjoying myself, Heather, I would just carry on and play the 1 o'clock news when I was finished chatting to whoever I was. So, the main lesson I've learned in 30 years, and it's just a good lesson in life, is you're going to make plenty of mistakes. Just don't make the same one twice.
Yeah, don't get too hung up on it. Right. Did you really call Laura and say you want to talk about the Barrett brothers?
No, I didn't. Rowena, my ex-producer, who's moving up to Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
Very worried that you'd got it wrong, questioning the rugby ability of the other two Barrett boys. Of course, three of them are All Blacks, and the remaining two, Kane and Blake. Did you question their pedigree, Heather?
Oh, I was just wondering what they do for hobbies, but then I found out that one of them was actually on track to be an All Black, but then he suffered a concussion, but the other one we don't know what happened.
Well, I can tell you, Kane's the oldest of the Barrett boys. I think he's older than Bowden. And, he played rugby for the Blues. He was a real hard...
Yeah.
Lock come tight, loose forward. And old Smiley Barrett, the dad, Kevin, he's a hard man. He was notoriously tough back in his day in the Mackey. So Kane, without concussion, probably, I'm told, would have been an All Black. Blake, who's a bit smaller than the other Barrett boys, still a very good rugby player, played for Taranaki B, a stalwart of the Coastal Club in Taranaki, which is full of Barretts. Now, they're a wonderful family, eight kids. Smiley and Robin took them all over to Ireland when they were youngsters, or there was about five or six of them at the time. So, great effort.
That?
And Geordie's going back.
Jeez, Jamie, eight children. Thank you so much. Jamie Mackay, host of The Country.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.